The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
Impressive. They know when to sit and when to stand. Usually when I see a funeral or a wedding, the people who sit in the front are always sitting, and I have to tell them, up or down, up or down. And you haven't even received your first communion, and you know. Very good. Keep it up. Huh? You know, one of the things I've noticed in my own personal life is that whenever I run into any sort of problem, for example, while my sister was in the hospital giving birth with a complicated pregnancy, I went to Mass that morning, and I was praying for my sister, and I look up, and there was an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Other times, any time I've been in trouble or danger or tempted or something, every time I turn around, for some reason or other, there's an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. Huh? All the Gospels through the three cycles of readings are taken from something that Jesus says about him being the Good Shepherd. Jesus never abandons us. It's funny because every time I seem to be lost or going about to be lost, I turn around and this image of Jesus showing his heart is somewhere close by. And that's just a statue, that's just an image, but really that's the reality. That no matter where we think we're going, we might be tempted to do something bad or sin. We might be worried about a loved one. We might be lost. Jesus is right there as our good shepherd, looking out for us, opening his heart so that we can enter into his Sacred Heart and just be embraced and loved by Jesus. They say, no matter how many steps you think you've taken away from God, all you need to do is take a step back, turn around, and God is right there behind you. We never really move away from God. We think we do. But the thing is, Jesus, as our good shepherd, is there, waiting, watching us to protect us, to keep us in his Sacred Heart. And really, that's what's happening when you receive communion. This goes for everybody, huh? This is what happens every time we receive communion, and it's going to happen to you for the first time today. Jesus is going to enter into you in the sacred, consecrated host that is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. In the sacred, consecrated wine that is also his body and blood, huh? Whether you receive the bread or the wine, the consecrated elements, it's the whole Jesus. He's going to enter into you. But that's only half of the process. We enter into Jesus as well. We enter into his Sacred Heart, and there we are protected, we find salvation, and we are recharged. If you notice, at the beginning of Mass, I had problems with batteries. Huh? I have 7 batteries up here. Oh, 5. I have 5 batteries up here, and they all have no charge. I went through all of them at the beginning of Mass, and finally we found one that was charged. That's what Holy Communion does for us. You know, sometimes when we feel all discombobulated, when we feel that we have no more power in us to do anything, we're called to receive Jesus in the Eucharist and be recharged. As a priest, I've said Mass almost every day. If I can't say Mass, I usually go attend a Mass. If I'm on my day off or when I'm by my parents' house, I'll go to the nearby church and I'll attend Mass there. I can't imagine a day going by, in my life as a priest without celebrating or being at the Eucharist. I try to really recharge from Jesus in the Eucharist. And I think if we realize what a powerhouse that small consecrated host is, the host that you're going to receive today for the first time, if we realized how much power, how much love is contained in such a small thing, in such a small host, we can harness so much power for good in our own lives. The problem is we often take it for granted. No, we don't realize what we do because it becomes a habit. If we do it every day, if we do it every Sunday, or sometimes we want to do something else, like go to a party or play sports and instead of going to church, we don't realize the great, tremendous gift that we have in the Eucharist. I pray that you young people never take Holy Communion for granted. Huh? What did Jesus say? Who can tell me? What did Jesus say before he went back to heaven? Do you remember? No? Right? Yeah? I will be with you until the end of the world. Good job. No? He says, I will be with you until the end of time. And that's what he does. He's with us until the end of time in Holy Communion, in the community, in the church. What a great gift that we have. One thing that I always say at every First Communion Mass that I celebrate, become what you receive. You know, they say you are what you eat. That's why Father Ryan looks like a milkshake from Cookout. Huh? Because we become what we receive. Like if you eat a lot of hamburgers, you'll end up looking like a cow, right? But the thing is, that has to hold true also for Holy Communion. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we are called to be transformed into Jesus, to be His presence, to be the light that He is, to be the life that He is, to be the way that He is, to be the truth that He is to this world that is so lost. So young people, as you receive Jesus in Holy Communion for the first time today, become Jesus. Be transformed into Jesus. Do it first at home. Huh? Today we celebrate Mother's Day also. Huh? Tomorrow. So how can you exercise this becoming like Jesus? Doing your chores. Remember what they said about Jesus in the Bible. He was obedient to Mary and Joseph. Be obedient to your mother and father. Be loving to your brothers and sisters. Be loving to your friends, to your teachers. And that's how you become like Jesus. If you realize how much Jesus loves us because He wants to remain with us and feed us with His very body and blood, if you realize that, you can share that first and foremost to your family, to your schools, and onwards as you grow older. You know what a pelican is? What is it? It's a type of bird. Aren't you smart? The pelican is one of the images for the Eucharist that the church has used all the way from the early times. The pelican is a bird with that big beak, right? And they used to think, before science came along, that the pelican would strike its breast, cut its breast open, and feed its baby birds with its own blood. That's what Jesus does. As the mother, you know, they thought that the mother sacrificed her own self and wounded her own heart to feed her own children. That's what God does. He opens His heart to feed us with His very self. That's how much God loves you. God, who is your good shepherd, who will never allow you to be lost. So love God back. Okay? Are you excited to receive Jesus? Yes? Are you? Don't ever let that excitement die down. And for those of us who are older, you know, let's go back to the day of our first communion when we wore the pretty white dress. Well, you, the ladies wore the pretty white dresses and the guys wore the bow ties and the ties. Think of all the innocence there. And let's pray that the Lord restore some of that innocence, some of that youthfulness, some of that joy, some of that desire again, to receive Him in Holy Communion. And may we never take that gift for granted. Amen.